This is Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Chuck Hinman in Providence. The Newport Art Museum on Bellevue Avenue has in its collection paintings and other works of art emphasizing the role of Newport artists in the development of American art. The museum showcases impressionists like Howard Gardner Cushing. There's also the landscape painter Helena Sturtevant and the watercolor seascapes of William Trost Richards. Now, the Newport Art Museum wants to add another name to that list, Durr Friedley. And for this month's Artscape, Rhode Island Public Radio went down to Newport to find out about Newport's forgotten artist.
Hello, my name is Nancy Whipple Grinnell. I am the curator at the Newport Art Museum, where I've been employed since 1998.
The new exhibit opening on Saturday the 26th is called Reviving Durr Friedley, Newport's Forgotten Artist. When I read that, I thought, who? So can we start with just that basic question? Who was Durr Friedley?
Certainly. Durr Friedley was quite celebrated in his day. For some reason, I love to research and study those who need to be revived a little bit. And Durr Friedley was a multifaceted artist who was a brilliant Harvard graduate, who was editor of the Harvard Lampoon. He had a very interesting personality. He was creating very reverential church designs, stained glass windows, tabernacles. At the same time, he was creating fanciful and at times unreverential cartoons for the Lampoon and other publications of his day.
As Nancy Whipple Grinnell tells it, Durr Friedley was a native of Indiana. He graduated from Harvard, then went to Europe, where he savored the culture of Rome and Paris before returning to the United States to work as curator of decorative arts at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City. From there, he went off to World War I, joining the Army, where he was commissioned to design airplane camouflage, designs which, according to Grinnell, are still in use today. After the war, Friedley lived and worked in Paris. He became a portrait painter, and he enjoyed the more liberal culture of that city in the 1920s.
He was a gay man in Paris, which was probably very freeing for him because homosexuality was not a crime in France, in Paris, as it was in London, certainly not accepted in the United States. He frequented La Revue Negra, which was the imported African-American dancers from the Harlem Renaissance who put on rather risque shows in Paris, and he painted one of the models in two really striking portraits. And again, he sort of ran his tenure in Paris out and came back to the United States seeking a new challenge. He came to Newport in 1930. And received the commission to paint the murals of the Seamen's Chapel.
Friedley's murals remain his best-known work in the chapel at the Seamen's Church Institute of Newport. He painted images from Bible stories associated with the sea, including St. Andrew, the patron saint of fishermen, and Christ's sermon by the Sea of Galilee. Entering the chapel, you feel gently surrounded by these scenes with their muted colors of blue, ochre, and rose. To better understand the creation of this oasis of serenity, I turned to someone who recently spent about 2 months in this room. Alexandra Allart is Managing Director of Art Care Resources, and she was called on to restore the frescoes damaged by a leaking roof.
Water damage in the building had affected a lot of the frescoes. So they were delaminating from the wall. There was some mold. There was bleeding of colors, fading of things. And the lines, the vertical lines that you see here, some of them were coming apart. And one of the things that's very interesting about this particular chapel is it is meant to come apart in pieces. The donor mandated that this be able to be deconstructed and moved to another facility in case the Seamen's Institute came under financial duress and was no longer a viable entity.
Allart says Friedley achieved that task thanks to a genius for design. And what's more, Friedley combined traditional techniques of painting and fresco in these murals with new technology that gives them a muted, timeless quality.
What's really interesting to me is This artist was a classically trained artist, but here in this particular chapel, which has a wonderful soft feeling to it, he used the most contemporary, high-end materials of the 20s. I mean, what an interesting artist to use modern materials, but to be so respectful of traditional materials and techniques. And I think the exhibit at the Art Museum will only bring to light more of his artistic skill and the breadth and the kinds of work that he did.
That certainly is the intent of curator Nancy Whipple Grinnell at the Newport Art Museum. Her exhibit features Friedley's studies for the chapel, murals, portraits in a variety of styles, and paintings from Friedley's travels across Europe and the United States.
He took a trip to Mississippi in 1927, and some of his best portraits, drawings, and paintings are of African-American cotton workers in the South. And another signature portrait, which is going to be prominent in the exhibition, is called Madame Vigneault and Tarquin, and it is a wonderful portrait of his housekeeper in France, who he must have really admired because he left a bequest to her in his will and helped her out.
Der Friedley died in 1938 in a car crash in Lexington, Massachusetts. Some mystery still surrounds the circumstances of that accident. Mystery also surrounds the origin of the name Der. Friedley wasn't born with it. His given name was Jesse Jacob. Nancy Whipple Grinnell says she wouldn't mind finding the answers to those questions, but she remains more focused on reigniting public interest in his artwork and the work of other forgotten artists in Newport.
At some point, I want to further my research on many lesser-known artists who lived here and put together a story. There was a flow of artists coming since Newport became a watering hole back in the mid-19th century. And I think Der Friedley is certainly one of these important artists who, while he may not be celebrated in the same way that William Frost Richards is, he certainly deserves to be appreciated and recognized as perhaps a more modern artist who was affiliated with Newport.
Reviving Der Friedley, Newport's Forgotten Artist, opens this Saturday at the Newport Art Museum. I'm Chuck Hinman, Rhode Island Public Radio.